Hello everybody, I'm George from Mindable. Thank you for coming back to my channel. Well, today the not unexpected news, but nevertheless momentous, and that is that His Majesty's government has approved that new Chinese mega embassy in the heart of London, very close to the Tower of London. I think it was the Royal Mint in former times. So it has been hotly debated. Is this a huge security risk? It goes through, there's a very important cable with loads of data for the city, as in the financial sector. Would the Chinese be able to tap that to cut it off? The government have been warned, they must have taken this into consideration. What do they know that they're not telling us? I mean, why are they not worried about this? And some people have lobbied very, very hard against it and so on. So it can be challenged in court. And Lord Charles Banner, a Conservative peer, perhaps the foremost expert on planning law in the world, and he's going to be arguing against. So the Shadow Community Secretary, James Cleverly, he's denounced it as disgraceful cowardice. And the Liberal Democrats have said it is Starmer's biggest mistake yet. Now, that's really saying something. He's made loads of mistakes, even according to himself, because he's performed so many vault fasts. So the Royal Mint Court, and they purchased that in 2018 for £255 million. So it's been scrutinised. Is it going to make espionage easier? Let's be frank. Most countries spy on each other. Okay, not many countries would spy on, you know, San Marino. It doesn't have many secrets of great interest. Or a country of Burundi, like Burundi, which is not of huge economic importance. Or, you know, if you're a small country like, you know, Iceland, you can't afford much of an espionage service. But major countries, they do. And, you know, and London is the only sort of alpha, triple alpha city in the world. They've given away so much. The thing is, we know that for some reason, the People's Republic of China was very, very keen on this site. Why would they think it was so important? They waited 8 years. I never heard of people waiting 8 years to move into their proposed embassy site. But what do they have the United Kingdom might want? Jimmy Lai, for example, a British citizen imprisoned in China. I know he's not a Chinese citizen because China doesn't do dual citizenship. I know he's originally Chinese for free expression in China, awaiting a sentence, probably going to be a life sentence, a life sentence for saying things, for telling the truth, for advocating for the rights of Chinese people. And that's the thing about human rights, is there for humans, all humans in any country. Okay, oh, don't interfere in my country. Well, please interfere in my mind. You tell me what you think, if that's interference. You give me your opinion. You might think things are terrible in Ireland, in the British Isles as a whole. I'll listen to you, probably agree with you some of the time, because I'm not so touchy. And that's really when people don't have a leg to stand on. They'll resort to that one, to non-interference. Well, obviously, China does poke its nose into other people's affairs, kidnapping people in Thailand, and so on, taking some of India's territory and so forth, causing the division of Korea, perpetuating that, and. Okay, so anyway, so now the director of MI5, is he helping out his political master, saying, well, obviously, there is some sort of always going to be some security risk, but can this be lowered to a manageable level? Now, because I know there are people at the intelligence agency say they're not too concerned about this, and they think it's better to have them all there. Okay, so there's an argument on the other side. All right, so they'll be able to deal with these risks, and that's it. So it was a very, very sensitive matter, and the government's been strongly criticised. But what are you getting in return? Okay, so remember the golden era of relations between the PRC and the United Kingdom way back in the early years of David Cameron, thinking they'd bring in more investment. People say, well, that's nonsense. It doesn't. Even if you play hardball with them, they're still going to invest because they think it's money for them. And obviously loads of industrial espionage, about 10% of all Chinese adults are members of the Chinese Communist Party, and they swear lifelong fealty to the party, must do anything for the advancement of the party, and spying, not necessarily military, but political, any business intelligence, anything like any technology, and they do it. And, you know, well, you've got to hand it to them for their dedication, for, you know, maintaining their aim and achieving a lot, even though their regime is very barbaric to their people. There's no question they're single-minded and they are successful in that way. So I've got to take my hat off to them for that at least, even they're not doing it in a righteous cause. So anyway, Sir Keir Starmer is going to visit Beijing later this year, and says it's going to raise human rights issues and blah, blah, blah. The United Kingdom wants to increase trade with China to make the both country more prosperous. Some people think that the UK government's been pathetic on this one, All right. So Reform United Kingdom said they would not have approved it had they been there. But having been done, it can't be undone. And these various rooms, secret rooms, we don't know what the purpose is going to be used. Is it for espionage purposes? Are they going to be dungeons to hold dissidents? We know they've operated unofficial police stations in the United Kingdom. Are they going to persuade people to go under there, whatever pretext, and simply hold them there against their will? And there's nothing can be done about that. Could be like a Khashoggi situation, murder people there. And of course, you can bring in the chemicals to simply dissolve the body. Or chop the body up in bits and remove it elsewhere through a diplomatic bag even. Anyway, some people think it was bad news. So Sir Ian Duncan Smith, former leader of the Conservative Party, he said it was dreadful and it ignores the brutality of the Chinese Communist Party. That's definitely true. But, you know, if you're going to have diplomatic relations with China, then you have to allow them to have an embassy. And obviously the United Kingdom has an embassy in Beijing, whether they're brutal or not. But might influence which site you allow them to have. They already have that prominent one on Portland Place, been there since the 60s. And when the People's Republic of China was proclaimed in October 1949, the United Kingdom recognized it straight away. The United States didn't recognize the PRC till the 70s. It was recognizing Taiwan as the rightful governor of the whole of China. But because of Hong Kong, then a British colony, the United Kingdom said, we have to speak to these people. We have to get along with them. We have to try and maintain decent relations so they don't invade Hong Kong. They wouldn't be able to hold them off in those days. Okay. And so some people say, well, come on, there are no terrorist attacks. Well, that's not true. But I mean, it's all to do with what's going to facilitate their espionage. Yeah. So how can we reduce this? As some people who are nearby leaseholders think they will lose their homes. I'm not sure how. Okay. So London's Labour group said it was the wrong place to put this embassy. Some people in the London Assembly are against it as well. There have been demonstrations against it. So dissidents worry that they're being harassed, they're being spied, so surveillance like that. So any Chinese person, particularly Hong Kongers, who've come to the United Kingdom since the Hong Kongers were stripped of their liberties in 2021, and they're in for a hard time, okay? They know that they'll be punished if they tell the truth of what's happening back in China, particularly Hong Kong. So there's that very important fiber optic cable carrying crucial data for the City of London going right past the basement. Will they be able to interfere with this? Anyway, and the Chinese embassy said anti-China forces using security risks to interfere with the British government's consideration of this planning application. This despicable move is unpopular and will not succeed. Well, these people aren't anti-China. They might be against the current regime. Now, I mean, they might be anti-espionage. I mean, everybody's against their other countries spying on them. The security risks are real. We know that the Chinese government lies and lies and lies. Everybody lies. Every government lies. But totalitarian governments lie more than most because they don't have a free press or a real legislature to hold them to account. We know that they lied and lied and lied about these slave labor camps they held the Uyghurs in and so on. Okay, so interfere with the government. Well, that means express an opinion. And in a free country, people are allowed to opine and try and sway the government this way and that way. I know it's very much not allowed in China. Okay, so it's not despicable. It's despicable what Beijing is doing to its own people. Well, anyway, but the decision, once it's implemented, it may not be reversible. And as Lord Banner said, that whatever assurances are given, even the strongest possible language about China, about what they're going to do in these secret rooms, they're completely unenforceable because of it's sovereign Chinese territory. The United Kingdom won't be able to do anything about it. So it was probably a very stupid move by the Labour government. Thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate to PayPal, George Callan 790@gmail.com. Goodbye.